Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Q-munity. Mayor Tony Rozworski stops by to talk to us in the middle of this coronavirus crisis that we have going on, the pandemic. How are you doing through this whole thing? How much pressure has this put on you?
Well, thank you for asking. I mean, it's certainly different, and I know it's very stressful for everybody, from our first line emergency responders to our healthcare workers to people that have lost their jobs and businesses have had to close. So, you know, it really is a very stressful time for all of us to work through, and that's why it's important that we stick together and we support each other. And you know, I'm blessed to have that support system because it is unique, right? Mm-hmm. Our phone at City Hall right now really never stops ringing, and the emails that are in and the different decisions that we're having to make to protect our employees, try to protect the city, but still at the same time make sure that police, fire, water, sewer, engineering, all of those things that have to happen to ensure that we can provide essential services to our community. So it's unique. We're learning on the fly on some of this and adjusting and adapting as we move along, but we've got a great team of people. I really do want to do a shout out to all the employees at the City of Lafayette. They are committed to ensuring that those services that our citizens need continue during this very difficult time. So we have people that are in working. We have people that are working from home, you know, through the use of technology. We have people that are rotating shifts, people that are helping to backfill, that are cross-trained. So a shout out to them, that I'm honored to work with that group of people.
You were here a couple weeks ago, right when this lockdown started, for lack of a better term. It seems like it was weeks ago. It seems like it was yesterday. I have no idea what day it is. It seems like. But how have things changed in the world of city government over that time?
Well, you know, it does. I have people say that all the time, that kind of lose track of what day it is, what week are we in, because people are out of those normal routines that we typically have. And I think where we see ourselves at this point, you know, as we move in, as we are into this second stay-at-home phase executive order, you know, we really are moving into that very, very critical stage. And I want to stress that. I put out another video yesterday, and I hope people will go to the city's Facebook page and take a look at that, really stressing with people that these next, you know, 2 weeks, this 2 week window that the governor has set for us now, are critically important. And he discussed that you know, there'll be consequences, good or bad, depending on the actions that we take now. And so I am really stressing to everybody, stay home when you can, essential travel only. You know, if you have to go to the grocery store, try to only send one family member. Family shop for each other. We practice our social distancing, our hand washing. As you saw when I came in, I'm wearing
your
mask. Got a mask on. So, you know, we need everybody as individuals to do that, because collectively what we do as individuals is what's going to determine our outcome. You know, government can keep the services going. We can spread this message. The hospitals are doing a very good job getting prepared. I was just on the phone just yesterday with the presidents of both hospitals, Franciscan and IU Health Arnett. They're doing very well. But the real answer is what each and every one of us does collectively to practice that social distancing is really going to determine the outcome on how well we flatten the curve and try to ensure that we don't overwhelm our healthcare systems. And also talked in that message message about the businesses. It's critically important during this time, too, that if you are a non-essential business, Governor Holcomb made it clear, you are not to be open to the public. You can do internet sales, things online, or have people, you know, come out to the curb and you can take something out, but people can't be in the stores, and we need to make sure that everybody is following that. And then even for the businesses that are essential, there are still requirements, you know, social distancing, hand washing, disinfecting of the workspaces, trying to separate employees from customers. If you're in retail, we need people to put marks on the floor for where people to stand. We need them to limit the hours, make sure they're only selling essential goods, and that they have special hours set up for our most vulnerable population that may need to get there. And we need to make sure that everybody is following those guidelines, and we just have to really hit it hard between now and April 20th, and we'll see where we're at that point. I don't think it'll be totally over at that point, but if we do this right, we can make a real progress. You've probably heard that everybody's predicting that our surge here will start around the 17th mm-hmm. of April, and we need to be ready for that. So this really is our window to truly make a difference.
What is that surge going to look like? What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, when you look at the data, and I want to be careful how I mm-hmm. say this.
Oh, of course.
You know, the data for our county so far looks good, right? I want to, for everybody that's worked really hard at this, to say a huge thank you, because it does appear that we are making a difference. Our total number of cases for this county, which, you know, has Lafayette and West Lafayette, which aren't huge cities, but they are fairly densely populated. Our numbers are pretty good, and people are utilizing the hospital for appropriate reasons. Both of the hospitals said at the press conference earlier last week that they're in pretty good shape with masks and PPE and ventilators at this time. They've both increased capacity for ICU rooms, and so those things are very positive. But with that being said, that's all the more reason to stay with what we're doing, finish this out, and if it gets extended a little bit or whatever the governor decides, to continue to follow through with that, because, you know, I think we do have a chance that through everybody's efforts here that we're going to make a difference in what our spike looks like.
One last question real quickly. What about testing? What can you tell us about testing in the area?
You know, the testing in the area is getting better. When you talk to Dr. Adler at the health department, you talk about with the other two hospitals, it is getting better. It is not at the level that anyone would hoped it would be at this particular point. Obviously, we would wish we had the opportunity to test many, many more people than have been tested, and then be able to test here going into the future even a little bit to see who maybe did have it that we don't know, that have they built up in an immunity. You know, all those things are important for us to plan how we ease ourselves out of this and how we get ready for next year. You know, hopefully there'll be mm-hmm. a vaccine available by that time. But, you know, we have to start thinking along those lines. This is not probably the last time we are going to see something like this. And just as we prepare for tornadoes and floods and natural disasters here in our community, we're going to have to continue to think along these lines of these types of health emergencies and health crisis that we're going to have to deal with.
And before I let you go, you are going to read a book for us for our bedtime stories every weeknight at 8 o'clock. What book did you choose, and why did you choose it?
Well, I chose Bear's New Friend, and that is one of my grandkids, Anna Claire. She gave me two books to read, and they're her favorite books, and so I'm going to read Bear's New Friend, and I chose that because it's a book my granddaughter Anna Claire really enjoys.
Mayor Tony Rozworski, part of the Q-munity.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.